We are learning Masechta Ksubas, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting 13 lines down on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, in the middle of a line. Ikad de Amri, Haloi Sebayalach. The shaila we asked before, where someone tells a shliach to sell a half a kura property, and he goes ahead and sells a full kura, which is double what he said, and the question was, is that called Maisif, or it's completely a new shlichus? That's not a shaila Gemara says. Haloi Sebayalach, Heichad Amar Leizil Zavin Leliska, go sell me a half a kura, a Zavin Lekura, and he sold a kura. The Vade Maisif Advar Rava. A Vade that's a good shlichus, and all it is Maisif, he sold the extra half. But the half that he sold is Kayim, Kutz Maisif Advar. What is the shaila? He told him to go sell a kur, and he sold too little. But also, was only liska, only sold half the field. My, what's the shaila? Me and Rina Amale, he tells him, you know, Tablach Avdalach, you know, the best thing you can have is real estate. And maybe you're not going to need all that cash. So I did a favor for you, I only sold half, and you'll see if that's enough cash for you. Tablach Avdalach, the loy matzrich el azuzi, if you're not going to need so much cash, loy matzrich hadrich bay. If you're not going to need the cash at the end of the day, if you're not going to need all that cash, you're not going to be able to back out. So here, I only sold half at a time. This way, you'll see if you need more cash. Or he says, no, I need the full cash, and I don't want to have two people buying for me. Why? I don't want a lot of stars on me, because it doesn't look good that I have to sell off properties. And I have to, and if I have two stars, it becomes more widespread, the news that I'm selling properties. There's two stories. And I don't want that to happen. If I'd rather be one star. So that's the question. How do we look at this person, Shliach, who sold only half the property? So the Gemara, let's try to bring a raya. Amar Rebbe Chanina Mesura, let's try to bring a raya. Tashema, but this is talking about Me'ila. Again, we learned that by Kachim, if someone uses Kachim money, and he didn't realize it was a Shaygig, the lach is, he is over the Issa Me'ila, and he has to bring a carbon. He has to bring a carbon, he has to pay a Kerem Chaymish. So Tashema, Nasan Loi Dino shows up. He gives a Shliach a gold dinner, which is 6 Slaim. Va'amar Loi, Havali Chaluk, go buy with me a shirt. The guy went ahead and took half the dinner, which is 3 slotim, and he bought a chalak. And with the other 3, he bought a talis. The halach is, shneyem ma'alu. The halach is that both the shliach and the baal bayis are ma'al. If you say that when a guy sells too little, it's called a good shlichus. Here it doesn't mean dafka being more. Means, but he's changing it a little bit. He's doing it a little different. So then, Shemachi Babai is mal. Because here, we're looking at it, that the Babai is home to buy a shirt with the dinner zav, which is 6 slum, and he bought less. He only bought a chaluk with 3 slum. So he did less. And we're saying over here, the Babai is mal, because it's called a good shlichus. So we see that when he buys less, it's called a good shlichus. I can ask me, here you don't have the svara of shtar. You don't have a svara that it's a fushi shtara. So Rashi asked the question, and Rashi says that Lemaisa, the Gemara before, Iker, the thing is Mavel Advar, he's not doing what he was told to do. He was told to sell a whole kor, he did a half a kor. The only reason why the Gemara brings in the Svara of La Afushe Shtara, that was only to counteract the Svara the other way, that the guy was saying, it's good I sold a little bit, only half, because maybe you're not going to need all that cash. So just to counteract that, that's the reason. That's the way Rashi answers this kasha. Tosfos answers a little different. Tosfos Maschal Ella says, a one-line Tosfos, the Masha Hevili Chalak Kotum Vara, Choshuk Melini Chalev Shishtar Eloi. Here, he bought him a worse shirt that's similar to the Svara of Adamal Afush Shishtar. So Gemara saying, Yeram Bishlama, that Shliach is called a good Shlichas, even though he did half, so then we stand while Baba is Mal. Eli, Amrish Mavala, Dvar Baba, that's not a good Shlichas. My Mal, why is Baba is considered? They didn't do his Shlichas, the Shliach did not do his, the Baba is Shlichas. So Gemara answers, Achamaya Skinon, the I say lay, Shava Sheish Bishalosh. The case here was, he told him to buy a chaluk with a dinner zav worth 6 slum. He landed up buying a chaluk, a shirt worth 6 slum, but he got a good deal. He bought it with 3. He bought it with 3, and therefore he landed, that's called doing the shlichas, because he bought a chaluk at this value. The value of sheish, he bought it for 3, but it might say he bought a chaluk. That's what the Baba is mal. Why the shliach mal? Somebody says, no, a talis, because he took the extra 3 and bought a talis. So the only problem is, what's the ihachi? Like, obviously, the shliach was mal on the extra 3 that he used. What's the ihachi? So Tosfos again asks this question, and he says, "Mi kara nami yes, and nami emil shliach avtalis." The Yeshlamit Tosfos answers, "Sakadayet hashta kimin de isolate shavas sheish v'shalosh." I feel moisa advar lo yhava el shechusuk avid. So can you date though that im yumtza b'shei she'll take all the money and buy a talis? The Gemara's kasha is like this: Aviva, you found a chaluk worth 6 for 3. So obviously we wanted you to buy a talis with the 3. So maybe it's all part of the baal bayis shliach. That's Gemara's kasha. Yalki shliach my mom. No, a talis. That lemaisa, I never told you to buy a talis. So it's considered a shliach meila on talis. So I can put them coming out that it's not a riot from here, because here you bought a chaluk taka worth 6, you bought it for 3. Vreitik var kash yachim is seifa, Rav Yehuda imer, af bezeh ba'al bayis le'mah, mishyach lo'imer, chaluk godoil ha'yisim evakesh, Rav Yehuda argues, Rav Yehuda says, the ba'al bayis is not ma, why not? For this reason, because it says, mishyach lo'imer, chaluk godoil ha'yisim evakesh, v'atah v'yis t'chaluk kotam ra, I wanted a big chaluk, you bought me a bad chaluk. So it sounds like you didn't get the same value, you only bought half the value. So Gemara says, no, my ra bedomim. He says like this, Avada, you got something of value 6, but if you would have took the whole dinner and buy a choluk, you would have got even more than something worth 12. Domele, I sleep a shis, koshk nav a shavat tarti sari. Like Rashi explains, it would have been even worth even more than 12, because the more you buy, the better deal you get. The more the expensive thing you buy, the better deal you get. You come up with more money, the better deal you get. Madach for 3, you're getting a value of 6. For 6 selah, you get some even bigger value for 12. So that's what Rav Yehuda says. He argues on the Tanakam. He says, this is not called Shliach HaShechusa. Even though he got the value that the guy wanted, he wanted something worth 6, but he wanted you to spend the whole 6 on a chalak to get you a better chalak, even a better chalak. That's the Gemara's Mahalach. And there must be a riot to this. Dekanami, Diktani, it says, Moida Rav Yehuda, who's Moida? That the Baal Bayis is Maal, but Kitnius, Shishnei Maal. They're both Maal. Why? The Maal says, the top of our base, Shai Kitnius Besela, the Kitnius Bepruta. A Kitnius Besela and Kitnius Bepruta are the same Cheshbin. They're the same Cheshbin. You don't get a better deal when you buy more. Shema Amino. And the Gemara explains, what's this Cheshbin? That a Kitnius Besela and Kitnius Bepruta, you always get the same thing. Hechidam, Ilema Ba'asra, the Mazavni Beshuma. If you are selling by a shuma, which means it's a valuation, it's an oimid. So then, heichad yod le'sela, ma'izdegaveh tfei, taka, you get more for a seller. You'll get more kidneys, more beans when you buy more and more at a time. Amra Papa, we're talking about ba'asra, the kaili bekani, that they're all in these little kalim, and that's the way they sell the kidneys. It's a certain set amount of money per container of kidneys, and therefore, you're not going to get anything more. And therefore, each kana is a pruta, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is moid in this case, there's no taina. So if I care from this part that moid of the kidney is a raya to our pshat. Because if you learned the pshat was that anytime someone buys less, it's called mavir. If you say the reason why it's shnei amalu in the Tanakama, the reason why it was that even though you bought less, still he holds that's not called Ma'aval Dvarav. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I argue with you, I hold it is called Ma'aval Dvarav, and the Balbai is not Mal. So why is Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ida by Kitnius? If he did the wrong thing, he got too little, so what's the difference between Kitnius and this? Teretz says, Avada, the case was here, it was that he got the right amount, the right value, the right chaluk for that value, that amount, it was worth 6. And that's why he says that if you would have bought something that if you took the whole sale, you would have gotten something more worth more. But by kitnius, you don't have that cheshbon. So that's why it makes sense to mechalik between kitnius and choluk. Since we're saying the pshat here was that he bought something that he had a good deal on something, so therefore it makes sense to make a choluk between kitnius and choluk. But if the pshat would be his stam, he just didn't listen to the mishlech and bought half the thing, so then there wouldn't be a chiluk, a difference in kitnius and a choluk, and Rehuda wouldn't argue one, we might the other one. So it's a raya to this tarot. So we didn't have a raya from here to the shayla. Our shayla was that if someone tells someone to sell a kura of a field and he only sells a half a kura, the shayla was, is that a good sale or not? So we don't have a riot to that at this point in the Gemara.